This shout put anger into them. Meanwhile, the gray-eyed goddess Athena from the air hastened to Diomedes. By his car she found him resting, trying to cool the wound Pandarus's arrow gave him. Spent and drenched with sweat beneath his broad shield strap, he felt encumbered by his shield, being arm-weary, and slipped the strap off, wiped his blood away. The goddess put her hand upon the yoke that joined his battle-team and said, "Ah, yes, a far cry from his father Tydeus's son. Tydeus was a small man, but a fighter. Once I forbade him war or feats of arms, that time he went as messenger to Thebes alone, detached from the Achaean host, amid Cadmeans in their multitude. Bidden to dine at ease in their great hall, combative as he always was, he challenged the young Cadmeans, and he had no trouble pinning them all. I took his part so well. But you, now, here I stand with you, by heaven, protect you, care for you, tell you to fight, but you are either sluggish in the legs from battle-weariness, or hollow-hearted somehow with fear. You are not, after all, the son of Tydeus Aeneades." Proud Diomedes answered her, "I know you, goddess, daughter of Zeus who bears the storm cloud. With all respect, I can explain and will. No fear is in me, and no weariness. I simply bear in mind your own commands. You did expressly say I should not face the blissful gods in fight, that is, unless Aphrodite came in. One might feel free to wound her anyway." "So you commanded, and therefore I am giving ground myself and ordering all the Argives to retire shoulder to shoulder here, because I know the master of battle over there is Ares." The gray-eyed goddess answered, "Diomedes, dear to my heart, no matter what I said, you are excused from it. You must not shrink from Ares or from any other god while I am with you. Whip your team toward Ares, hit him hand to hand, defer no longer to this maniacal god by nature evil, two-faced everywhere. Not 1 hour ago I heard him grunt his word to Hera and myself to fight on the Argive side. Now he forgets all that and joins the Trojans." Even as she spoke, she elbowed Sthenelus aside and threw him, but gave him a quick hand up from the ground, while she herself, impetuous for war, mounted with Diomedes. At her step the oaken axle groaned, having to bear goddess and hero. Formidable Athena caught up the whip and reins and drove the horses hard and straight at Ares.